News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate. All right, Steve.
Well, Jay, we just wrapped up Christmas time, of course.
What?
Do you believe it?
I do now that you said it.
Okay.
You wouldn't lie.
Well, do you believe this? Over in Virginia, a Christmas tree was topped with a special tree topper. Is that what you say?
Sure.
I guess?
Mm-hmm.
There was apparently an owl.
Who?
Entered someone's home.
Oh, wow.
And just kind of placed itself at the top of the tree.
Holy smokes, those things are huge.
Right? Yeah. So my question to you is, can you imagine? Just.
That's crazy.
You walk in the house, all of a sudden at the top of the tree you see.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I guess what happened was it went in through the chimney, decided.
Okay.
Decided, I don't like this star, and made a little perch.
That's funny. I mean, I'm looking at, because I was curious how, you know, average owl size, obviously depends greatly, but could be a 6-foot wingspan or more, which, again, not super huge, except for when you realize it's indoors.
Right.
Then that's pretty big, yeah.
I feel like usually when you see an owl, it's extremely high up, so
yeah.
It doesn't seem
so
as...
So you lose perspective, but you can still tell it's a 3-foot bird with a 6-foot wingspan.
Yeah,
you throw that in your house,
yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
So there's some photos shared by...
Is it a really big house? Does it look like it's a giant house?
I mean, it's hard to tell from the pictures
because
the tree's in the corner, but I mean, it looks like a decent-sized tree.
What wild animal have you seen indoors?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Spiders? Does that count?
I mean, I guess, yeah, I wasn't thinking of any sort of spiders or insects or anything. I mean, like, just more of an animal, like, you know.
Wild animal, you're saying?
Yeah. Have you ever seen because you see the videos of, oh, there's a deer in the house, or there's a raccoon, or, you know, whatever you've seen in Florida. There's a gator in the house.
Oh, I mean, like, when I lived in Florida, we had a bunch of, like, frogs and lizards and
Not
stuff.
Not fun, yeah.
Yeah, that was more inside the radio station than anything. A lot of frogs.
We had a bat in the radio station once. That one wasn't so great.
A bat?
Yeah.
Like a full grown?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't ask it. All I know is we caught it with a trash can and a record album.
Trash can and a record album?
Yeah, it was on the ceiling, so we just trapped it with a trash can on the ceiling, and then we took like a record album and slid it, you know, between the ceiling tile and the trash can, so it was trapped in there, and then took it outside.
And then what happened?
Let it go. Just like... Laid it on the ground. My boss laid it on the ground and ran. You hold the door. I'll lay it down. We'll run inside. Great plan. Love it.
And it all worked out, huh?
Yeah. I didn't have to touch it or anything. So
wow. That's impressive.
But
so
an
it was
owl
just...
indoors, I feel like that's a pretty big one. It's hard to get. And how do you get rid of that thing?
Apparently, they got someone to...
They got animal control.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, that's what they should have done in Christmas Vacation. They didn't. And look at the mess that thing made.
The Animal Welfare League of Arlington.
Whoa.
Ugh.
Sounds like superheroes.
The Animal
Welfare League.
They posted the photo of the owl on the Christmas tree.
Wow.
And they said, hey, it's a great reminder. Keep your chimneys capped this season to prevent curious critters.
Keep your chimney capped. Okay.
Yeah. You know, coming to visit.
Oh, dude, I'm looking at this picture. That thing's gigantic.
It looks pretty big.
That's insane.
I would say, how big do you think that thing is?
A million pounds and 8 feet tall. It just is dwarfing that tree.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, what makes it really intimidating.
Also looks like it had too many cookies.
Yeah, it's a little chunky.
Packed on a few pounds.
But its eyes are just staring at you.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not out. I'm out on that whole thing.
I don't know if it's scared of whoever was taking the photo.
Well, just it doesn't like them and they don't like it.
I guess it's just
it looks fake. That is crazy.
It almost does, actually.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna say no thank you. That's a hard pass.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Boy oh boy. Back in 1893 is when they started celebrating National Chili Day.
Kevin James.
They started a company that made Texas-style chili con carne.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I hope you're enjoying it in there, Steve.
Are you?
The number of times my wife came with me to work today because it was Bring Your Wife to Work Day.
I'm funny, huh?
Funny.
I know. You bet you wish you were married to me. She is going through everything and anything because, you know, we this studio, it's all guys. It's kind of like a, what, like a frat house, you think? Without the alcohol?
Well, no, you have that in here.
Oh, yeah, there is alcohol.
There's some of that.
It's unopened, but it's still there.
Yeah, in the medical cabinet, there's some rubbing alcohol.
Yes. And she's like, well, let's just organize all of this. She goes, you got some of it organized and some of it's unorganized. And, of course, my version of organized different from hers. And she's going through there. I have, you know, medicine. And she's like, this one is from June of 2009.
What?
Expired. Expired.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like I was taking it. It's just a, you know, it was in there, and she's like, "Yeah, that's going away."
2009.
How many trash cans have we filled so far?
Three, I think.
Three trash cans. You're not even going to recognize it in here.
Seriously,
man, it's going to be. I wish we should have taken a before and after. We're dumb.
Yeah.
Dang it. Oh well. Well, there's no going back. Put it all back, honey. Put it all back.
I do appreciate when you were walking around just now during the commercial break.
Yeah.
And you were moving something.
Yeah.
And I looked at you. You looked at me. And then you just gave me this like big boyish grin. I'm just like, yep, this is happening.
This is what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store. All right, Steve, what do you got for us?
Jay, let's talk eggs.
Okay.
They're expensive.
They're incredible. They're edible. They're expensive, yeah.
Yeah. Especially this one is, I don't know, I mean, this one's incredible. I don't know if it's really edible.
Okay.
You probably don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, allegedly, it's the, well, let me say this. It's got an unusual feature.
Okay.
It's almost perfectly spherical in shape.
Okay.
So because of that.
It's worth more money?
Apparently a lot of money. It was donated to a British charity by a guy who bought it originally from some other place, I guess, or from a different auction.
Yeah, it does not look like an egg. I'm looking at it. It just looks like a ball.
Yeah, and so it recently sold.
You're like, that would hurt more.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Maybe don't, because it sold for $250.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have been the dumb guy who just would have eaten it.
Mm. Well, apparently this guy who donated it to the charity, he originally bought it from a different auction for $187. And he said he said that he purchased it on an impulse after having a few drinks.
Well, see, there you go. Yeah. And so, all they made great decisions are often made after a few drinks.
Yeah, but the return on it, well, I guess.
I mean, he ended up okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, technically he donated it, so it doesn't really, the return on investment doesn't really count.
But if you were to sell it to somebody who had also had a few drinks, I feel like that'd be, that's how you make your money back pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's a spherical egg, bro. It's worth like $300. I'll give you $250. Sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It does look weird. It literally looks like just like one of those bouncy balls.
Mm-hmm. If you just found it in a carton of eggs, though, would you just eat it?
I think so. I mean, I feel like
you wouldn't think anything of it.
I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Take a picture, post it. Yeah, it's awesome. Let's have an omelet.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Into mitt, like a mitt. Like you put a mitt on your hand, not mint.
Intimate.
Not mint, like, you know, the flavor.
I had a very intimate moment.
He said mint again.
Did I?
Yeah, he said it again.
Kevin James.
Man, maybe I divorce. Like it. Divorce.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I know.
That's how I say divorce.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how you say what?
Divorce.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Well, it is Beat the Show time. It's brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, the $25 gift card to Indaba. Let's play this morning. Stacy is going to be our contestant. Morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yes, we did.
Good. Good deal. All right. Well, that's yes. A good... And then you're back to work today or something?
I worked overnight, so I'm just getting off work.
Oh, nice. How do you feel at the end of your day?
Ready for it to just be over, go to sleep.
Yeah. How does that work for your schedule then? You go to bed at what time if you get home at, like, let's just say you get home in the next 15 minutes or so?
I usually try to stay up until about noon.
Okay.
Yeah. And then get some sleep.
Just like, you know, a normal person, when they get home, they don't go right to bed. So,
right.
Yeah, you kind of have your day, and then you, what time do you have to go back to work tomorrow if you do?
9 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, gosh, that's crazy. Well, all right, let's see how you do at the end of your day. I don't know. You know how that goes. Beginning of mine, end of yours. We'll see where we meet in the middle here. What's the category again, Steve? 2024?
2024, yeah.
All right, pass if you get stuck. Okay, Stacy?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, Stacy, if you add up each individual number or digit that is in 2024, what is the total?
Eight.
What European capital city hosted the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Pass.
Jason Bateman stars in the 2024 Netflix movie Carry On. Name one of the other stars in that film.
Pass.
What group that sings Girl in Mine was at the CDA Casino in September of 2024?
I'm losing it.
Okay. Happy Place premiered this year. What network is that show on?
Netflix.
Who joined Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning at this year's CMA Awards to host?
Lainey Wilson.
Ella Langley, who is from Alabama, had a big 2024. What is the capital of Alabama?
I know this one, and I'm blanking, so pass.
Okay, let's see. The time ran out. Okay. Seven. Grab Jay. We got through all seven.
You got through all seven?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's good news. Right?
Oh, yeah, you would think.
Okay. Well, we'll find out how we do, okay? Hold on for one second, Stacy. Hold on.
Yeah, there's some tough questions here, Jay.
So all right, we'll see let's how find you out.
All right. Question one. If you add up each individual number or digit that is in 2024, what is the total?
Eight.
What European capital city hosted the 2024 Paris Olympics?
Paris.
Jason Bateman stars in the 2024 Netflix movie Carry On. Name one of the other stars of that film.
There's other stars?
Yeah.
I just watched it last night. I don't remember anybody else being a star. I'm trying to... Oh, what was the guy? I'm going to have to pass. I won't get that.
Okay. excuse me. What group that sings Girl in Mine was at the CDA Casino in September?
Parmalee.
2024.
Sorry.
Happy Place.
Great show, by the way.
What?
It was a great concert.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy Place premiered this year. What network is that show on?
Oh, Happy Place is on... Fox? No, that's not right. ABC.
Who joined Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning at this year's CMA?
Lainey Wilson.
Okay. Elle Langley, who is from Alabama, had a big 2024.
Oh, gosh. What did I waste so much time on there?
I don't know.
Oh, what question did I possibly waste so much time on? Was it the Carry On?
Yeah, probably.
There's other stars in that? I mean, other than the guy that played in Breaking Bad?
Guy that played in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's the only guy that I actually recognized from that movie.
Which guy was that?
He was the head of security that ended up with a pen in his neck.
Oh!
But I couldn't remember his name.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry if you haven't seen it. All right, anyway.
Let's,
let's see how we did.
What did you think of that movie, by the way? Pretty good, huh?
It was okay. There was some parts that I thought were real dumb and that made me mad. But yeah, it was all right.
Okay. You keeping score here or do you want me
to? I could keep it if you want. Yeah, okay, sure.
Sure, yeah. That'd be helpful. If you don't mind.
No.
All right, here we go. If you add up each individual number or digit that is in 2024, what is the total?
Okay, so I had eight. What did Stacey have?
She had eight as well.
Oh, that's got to be right, Steve.
It is correct,
all
yeah.
Right, one to one.
That's quick math right there.
Thank you. Yeah, two and four are hard.
What European capital? What European capital city hosted the 2024 Summer Olympics?
I had Paris.
Yeah, Stacey, did you say Paris on that one too?
No, I passed.
Oh, you passed on that one.
See, this is the end of the day. This is a tired day for you. Yeah. This is what happens. I feel bad already.
Oh no, it's fine.
Yes, it was Paris. Yes, that is correct. Jason Bateman stars in the 2024 Netflix movie Carry On. Name one of the other stars of the film.
Have you seen that movie, Stacey?
No, I have not.
I mean, it's pretty good. What you saw, right, Steve?
Yeah.
What did you give it?
Seven out of seven.
Seven out of seven?
Out of eight.
Okay. I would say 7 out of 10, just because there was a couple places in there where I was very mad at the main character for being dumb. But other than that, after I got over the being dumb part, then I was like, well, okay, I guess, yeah.
Main character, Taron Egerton?
I don't know him, so I don't. Do you know Taron Egerton, Stacey?
Never heard of him.
1 point, Stacey.
Okay. Also, Sophia Carson.
Again. Never heard of her.
She's been in stuff, I think.
Okay. Another point for Stacey.
All right. I don't know. She's been in things.
She's been in stuff.
I feel like I've seen her before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Big stars.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's 3-2. Suddenly, Stacey has surged into the lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What group that sings Girl in Mine was at the CDA Casino in September?
I know I got this one because I was at that show, Parmalee.
You sure did, Jay. That is correct. Stacey had to pass on that one.
Okay, we're tied. We're back to 3-3.
Cool.
Happy Place premiered this year, Reba's new show. What network is that show on?
It's the same as The Voice, right? But I couldn't remember what network The Voice is on.
You are correct in that, Jay, but you are wrong in your answer. You said ABC. It's actually NBC.
NBC. Yeah. I'm stupid.
Stacey said Netflix.
Oh, dang Netflix. It. All right, dang it. No
Maybe
points.
It'll eventually be there, I assume. Yeah,
still 3-3. I can never remember where The Voice is. That's my bad. Sorry, NBC. Sorry, not sorry.
Who joined Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning at this year's CMA Awards?
Did you get this one, Stacey?
Yes.
Lainey Wilson. Okay, Lainey Wilson. We're tied at four then. Very good. Bad nights.
All around, Lainey Wilson. Ella Langley, who is from Alabama, had a big 2024. What is the capital of Alabama?
Oh, this is the one I didn't get time on.
Correct.
Yeah. What is the capital of Alabama?
I couldn't think of it either.
Is it Montgomery?
It is Montgomery.
Oh, no points awarded. You can get it. Stacey didn't get it either?
Had to pass on that one.
All right. I'm going to give her we have a tie that's going to give you a win today only because I'm feeling generous and you just got off of work and we're both working the day after Christmas. So merry late Christmas to you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, hold on for a second.
No.
We'll give you a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Was that the last question, Steve? I only didn't get to one of them?
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, too much time debating on the star of Carry On.
I argued with myself on what network. In my mind, I was arguing with The Voice because I saw a million previews for the Reba show while I was watching The Voice, and I still couldn't remember what network it was.
I see.
Sorry. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Usually don't have music on. If I'm not having a conversation with my family or my wife, whatever the case might be, like if they fall asleep, I will just in silence drive for hours.
Kevin James.
And Steve thought that was weird. He's like, well, what?
Because it is.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Steve, stat of the day time.
Jay, before we get into the stat, let me just say, you are a smart man.
Why's that?
Or you know your wife very well.
Oh, yeah.
So, Denise is here today.
Yeah.
Because it's bring your wife to work day.
Sure it is.
That's what you said earlier.
I did. It was a lie, but it's still fun.
I believe you.
Yeah.
And you gave me, she's doing a marvelous job.
She's cleaning. Fantastic. Yeah, she's cleaning and organizing.
Yeah, and she's working on the outside cabinet.
Oh, man. That thing. Woo.
A lot of stuff going on. But you found a container of sorts.
Yeah.
In the studio, and you said, hey, take this to Denise and say, your husband wanted me to give this to you and see how she responds. And she'll probably throw it in the trash.
Right.
So I did what you told me because you're in charge.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Is this for real?" and I said, "Yeah, no." Jay said, "I'll give this to you, whatever." And he goes, "Okay." And I said, "What are you going to do with it, or something?" And she goes, "Well, it probably belongs in the trash."
Right? Yeah. I mean, I know.
Or the Goodwill pile.
Yeah. One or the other. Yeah. Right.
So
now she said, "I'll come to work," and I'm like, "Well, you know what? It's usually cleaning. This is the week that I clean." And she's like, "Oh, I'll do it. I'll clean it. Let me add it. I'll clean it and organize."
Oh, she knew coming into this.
Oh, she knew. And I said, "Okay, well, that's fine." But, you know, she goes, "Then I'll do my pictures for the Christmas holiday, and I'll do this, and I'll do a." I said, "Well, let me break it to you. If you come in to clean, that is going to take 4 or 5 hours. Like, it's the cleaning organizing thing. I'm at least a year behind on the organizing of that cabinet, and the cleaning part is an annual. I mean, we clean it as we go, but..." Where it's also a bunch of guys, so it's not super clean.
Yeah, clean is a organized. Very loose term.
Yeah, and we've moved furniture and the whole thing. It's different when she's here.
Yeah.
So God bless her. I mean, it's like...
Oh, no, she's doing
it's going to be great.
A great job.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
She comes back tomorrow, we won't have anything on the walls. I'm just warning you.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I know.
Kevin's going to be very confused when
he will
gets
be,
back.
Yeah. He'll be like, well, he has more room on his side. He's going to love that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice.
So,
Is there, you're still leaving that little bookshelf there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like a little cabinet, so to speak.
Okay.
Thingamabobber.
Yeah.
Very excited. Very nice.
Very nice. Well, very nice. Here's a stat for you because we need to get to that because it's very important.
That's the point of this portion of the show, yeah.
Yeah, so sorry to...
No, you're good.
Go on a little tangent there. Mayo Clinic study suggests that spending your spare time... ignoring housework cuts the risk of memory lapses by up to 48%.
Wait, so you have less memory lapses if you postpone it?
If you ignore it, yeah.
If you ignore it.
Yeah, well, listen here.
I see, okay.
That's because overloads of the hormone cortisol,
mm-hmm.
which is released when you're stressing over finishing no fun tasks like vacuuming
right.
or changing the sheets,
right.
hinders function of the brain's memory center.
Honey? The Big 99.9